The Golden Gate Bridge has fallen on tough times. The proposed solution? Passing the hat. Starting next spring, visitors will be asked to donate their spare change to support the upkeep of the venerable span. Chris Rebelo reports.
Over 42 million vehicles cross this famous bridge each year. Yet raising tolls from $3 to $5 this past September wasn't enough to rescue the financially strapped Golden Gate Transit Authority, which is also responsible for running bus and ferry service from the populous North Bay into San Francisco. So sometime next spring, donation boxes will appear next to the sidewalk entrances to the 1.2 mile span. Similar to those in place at national parks and museums, the public will be urged to chip in to support the welfare of the bridge. Joseph Blue, one of the authority's 19 appointed directors, says it's no better than panhandling.
That would be the same as if you were driving a Mercedes down the street and you jumped out of your Mercedes and say, give me a quarter. To have us out there begging for change, to me, is extremely embarrassing because this is a noble bridge and I don't know anywhere in the world that they ask for donations for a bridge.
Yet other bridges and transit systems around the country may end up having to follow San Francisco's lead. A weakened economy has reduced ridership on many mass transit systems. Extra security costs following 9/11 have impacted budgets. Both Washington, D.C. and New York City are looking at deficits in the multi-million dollar range for their transit authorities. In San Francisco, the Golden Gate Transit Authority is facing a $396 million shortfall over the next 5 years. Executive Director Celia Cooper-Smith is engineering a 25% reduction in bus and ferry services. She's willing to take whatever she can get from the donation boxes. She doesn't understand the objection.
It is clearly not a negative. It is simply an opportunity to see what we can do from a voluntary perspective, but we really should be looking at having all of the users and visitors to the bridge have a role to play in helping to carry the cost of running this bridge.
With over 9 million visitors each year, the district could pull in a fair amount of cash. Of course, talk is cheap, but on this sunny afternoon, David Ryan, Michelle Barnes, and Tania Stimich, all visiting from out of town, said they'd be willing to give.
Considering that I took quite a lot of photographs while I was over there and it was a once-in-a-lifetime experience, I wouldn't mind putting a couple of dollars in a box.
Yeah, I would. They collect for things everywhere else, so, I mean, there's donation boxes everywhere you go.
Definitely. I'm all about landmarks and history and maintenance and upkeep, so definitely, definitely.
The stroll across the Golden Gate hasn't always been free. A 10-cent pedestrian toll was charged for the first 34 years of the bridge's life. The landmark bridge recently had its 65th birthday. The main cables need repainting, and there's work to be done under the roadway to the tune of $84 million. Executives say they may consider reimposing a tourist toll if the public is unwilling to spare more than a dime. For NPR News, I'm Chris Rebelo in San Francisco.